Checkmate.
This is the Chestnut Checkers Podcast.
Checkmate.
Learn a new mindset to create wealth.
We need to be more independent thinkers, man.
Passive income.
Mathematics is precise.
A successful business.
Chess moves.
And money management strategies.
This is Chestnut Checkers.
This is the first Strategy Sunday of 2022. We got a lot of great things coming up this year. A lot of great events coming up, a lot of great things that's gonna happen. So like I said, if that you're either with us or you're against us, right? You're in the CNC or you're outside of it, right? So this is what's happening in 2022, and this is what it's gonna do. So we got a lot of things to talk about today. We're gonna talk about gold. We're gonna talk about some metaverse stocks and metaverse. It sounds low. Who else? Who says it sounds low? So I don't know, man. It's crazy. So let me see. Maybe
the volume better now.
Volume better now.
So let me see.
Is the volume better now? So maybe I'll take that. Maybe I'll take the mic off. Can you guys hear me okay now? Is it better? Oh, okay. Maybe it was too low.
Maybe it needs to be like higher.
How about now? Is it better now? All right. So I don't know, man. So let me take this off. Maybe let's take this off and see if it's better. Is it better now? Is it better now? So does it sound better? Maybe it's better, I don't know. But back to what I was saying is that hopefully you guys can hear me now. Is it better? So back to what I was saying, I wanna talk a little bit about crypto. I wanna talk about stocks. I wanna talk about some metaverse stocks, some metaverse plays we gotta do. We're gonna talk about real estate. We're gonna talk about diversification. We're gonna talk about a lot of things tonight. And we're gonna make sure you guys have the tools to make money and grow your wealth into 2022. We got a lot of great things we're going to talk about tonight. So get started. Buckle your seatbelts because it's going to be a good session tonight, right? So you bought your first NFT. That's great, man. That's great. So let's move on. So I want to start out with a story. You know, I know some of y'all don't like, this is actually a personal story. So it's not a parable, whatever. I don't know what you call it, but it's a story about me. And some of you guys heard this before. Some of you guys heard this story before. But before we start, I need you guys to do something for me. I need you guys to share this live with 10 of your friends right now. And the reason why we do this is because we want to create a circle of winners around us, right? We want to create a circle of winners. And the way you do that is you got to constantly expose the people around you to new information, right? You can't do that. You can't do that. We're going to talk about Dubai later. Actually, this is a part of this. So you can't do that if you don't expose them. You got to send them the lives. You got to send them the videos. You got to send them information. Like I said, I'll tell you a story. One of my best friends is now a millionaire because I constantly sent him stuff, right? I'm not saying I made him a millionaire because he did the work himself, but I had to bring him in. And he's actually made me money because he's found opportunities after I brought him into my circle. So you guys got to do the same thing. You got to bring people into your circle. You have to bring them in with hella high water, keep pushing, whatever, because it's the right thing for them to know. It's the right thing for them to be in this, right? So I need you guys to share this live with 10 of your friends right now. Put the word share in the comments and let's move on. So I want to tell you guys a story. Some people say, look, man, I don't like your stories. I just want you to tell me about the stocks. I want you to tell me about the crypto. You've been 80, 90% right for the last 2 years. So tell me about the stocks. But that's not the right way to do it. We want to make sure you guys have the tools. What if, God forbid, and I hate to say this, something could happen to me tomorrow, then all of a sudden your money line is cut off, right? But we don't want to do that. I want you guys to have the tools, the knowledge, the understanding to do this with or without me. I can decide I don't want to do it tomorrow. I can wake up in the morning to be burnt out. You don't know. Something could happen tomorrow, my brain, anything, right? You have to always practice risk management, even in your knowledge, where you're getting it from. So you guys, I want to teach you how to fish. I don't want to keep giving you fishes, or fish, I should say. I'm saying fishes like my daughter, but fish. The plural of fish is fish. I always tell her that too when she says fishes. But back to what I was saying is that I want to tell you a story, right? Some of you guys know my history. Some of you guys know where I've been or whatever, but some of you guys are new. You don't know. You don't get it. You haven't been around, but I'm going to tell you a story. I've told some of you guys this story before. Now, when I got out of college, I played in a basketball tournament in Phoenix. Now I'm 22, 23 years old. I'm still, you know, for people that know, I still can dunk on people. I'm 41. I'm 41 in March. I still catch them off the rims, but that's besides the point. But I'm playing in a basketball tournament. I'm 22, 23 years old. A dude comes up to me and says, man, you wouldn't have to be Puerto Rican, are you? I said, yeah, I'm Puerto Rican. And he said, well, we want you to try out for a team in Puerto Rico. So, all right, so I fly out to Puerto Rico. I tried for a team, and I'm playing it for all of a sudden. Overnight, I'm playing professional basketball in Puerto Rico. I never would have thought that would have happened to me, right? I never would have thought that would be happening. I'm still catching bodies. Anybody is following, like, if anybody is in this live right now that does play basketball with me in Clearwater, you know I still catch them off the rim on people at 40 years old. But back to what I was saying. All of a sudden, overnight, I was a teacher in college. The next day, next week, I'm playing professional basketball in Puerto Rico, right? So you got to remember, from my perspective, I'm happy to be there. All I want to do is prove I belong. That's it. I'm not trying to start. I'm not trying to be a star. I want to prove that I belong there. So this is a struggle story. This is a struggle story, right? So I get there the first day. That you know, if you don't know Puerto Rican basketball, they don't want you there. Basketball is very competitive. Basketball, but remember, professional basketball is not like college basketball. Is that you could be there today and going tomorrow. So everybody's fighting with all their might to stay on the team, right? So I get there the first day. They don't want you there. They don't know you. So they play me very hard. I'm getting elbows in the throat. I'm getting thrown in the ground. Now I'm 6'6", but that's nothing in basketball because that's the average. That's the average height for basketball. So I'm playing with people like J.J. Barea. I'm playing with people that played, won the Final Four. I'm playing with all these people that I saw on TV and stuff. I'm playing for the album. The dude I guarded in practice played for the national team, right? So I'm watching these dudes. I'm playing with these dudes. I watched all of this, what you call, all of these years, man. All of a sudden, I'm on the court with them, right? So I'm just, to me, all I want to do is prove that I belong there and I'm worthy to be there, right? Just all that stuff about playing, that wasn't my goal. So every day I'm getting beat down, every day, beat down. Every single day I'm going home. Some days I got elbowed in the throat one time, I couldn't even talk to me, right? Sometimes I go back on my knees and stuff, it hurts so bad for me and constantly strong picks, getting thrown on the ground. Because this is a rough game in Puerto Rico, it's not like it over here. And every day I came back stronger. Now, remember what I said? Is when I first got there, nobody wanted me there. They didn't like me. I was an extra on head. I was from outside. They didn't want me there. But as I showed up every day, I took the punishment. I took the pain. I kept coming back every day. Nobody. I would fall on the ground. I'm getting back up. Some dude. People was calling me Rodman because I got to the point where I liked the pain. Because I got to the point where it almost seemed like I was crazy because I wanted you to hurt me. And then people was even saying, like, I was the Puerto Rican Rodman for a while, right? But that's because I was at the point my mind already switched, right? When I first got there, it was pain. When my mind switched over, I was like, I'm going to be successful no matter what. I'm going to prove I belong no matter what. I'm going to show them that I'm not going to back down no matter what, right? Once that switch goes off in your mind, nothing can stop you, right? Nothing can stop you. Once that switch happened, I came back every day. Now I start liking the pain. I start wanting you to hurt me, right? So as it went on time and time again, I remember one particular moment, it was a guy on the team that hated my when I first got there. But by the constantly showing up, constantly working hard, constantly going hard, it was one day, I remember, I got on the court, right? And I'm playing defense on this guy. Now everybody knew this guy hated my guts. I'm D'ing him up, man. I would not let go. I'm D'ing him up. I'm locking him down. For the first time ever, after all this time he was killing me, for this particular one day, I'm locking this guy down, right? And that was the one day that I realized, that's the one day I won the respect of the team, is that I wouldn't back down this time. He was elbowing me, fouling me. I didn't care. I got back up. At the end of that practice, every single person in the team stood up. They were cheering for me, and they gave me a handshake at the end of that practice. At that point, I won the respect of every single person on that team. Now, that's all I was going for. That was success to me. That was one of the biggest, most instrumental points in my life because I realized at that point I could do whatever I wanted. My mind could make me do whatever I wanted. My mind could almost will me to success. And that was one of the most instrumental, most fundamentally changing points in my life. That changed my entire trajectory of my life because I understood that the only thing keeping me from success was mental. It wasn't physical. It wasn't my abilities. It was a mental ability. It was like we said, that switch in your head, that you switch and you say, look, man, I will not fail. Once that switch goes off in your head, nothing can help you. Any failure is actually a success. Anytime you lose is actually a win. When that pain turns into pleasure. You see what I'm saying? So once that switch goes off in your head, it's over, right? So I want to tell you four things that I learned along the way that helped me do these things, right? It helped me move ahead. I want to tell you some things that I learned struggling throughout my life. Four things I want to tell you that helped me, you know, with this particular mindset. One is that a lot of you guys, this is what a lot of people do, man, is that, is, and what I learned, and it took me a while to learn, is that the power of saying no, right? Most people are people pleasers, right? So if somebody asks me something, somebody asks you to do something, they'll say yes, yes, they'll never say no. And then what'll happen is you'll end up having too much on you, right? So sometimes it's okay to say no. If you can't do nothing, say no. If I can't take you there, say no. If I can't help you move, say no, right? And that's one of the things I learned in my life. Now, another thing is like focus on where you're headed, not the obstacles, right? Because even we go back to that basketball story, my goal was to be, was to prove that I belong. Now, all those obstacles, every day getting hurt, every day they're throwing me on the ground, every day getting elbowed, hard picks or whatever, it didn't matter no more. Because that wasn't, I was blinded to that, right? Because my goal was to get, to prove that I belong, and that's all it was. So once, like we said, we make that mental switch, that everything becomes 10, 15 times better, right? So the third thing is always continue to learn, right? No matter how successful you are, there's always ways that you can learn more. There's always things you can learn better. There's always some way that you can increase your knowledge and do better in this life, right? And the last thing I want to say, and this is what I want to tell you about, is that there's no such thing. Once your mind switches over, once you switch, you do that mental switch, your mindset changes, there's no such thing as defeat. No such thing as defeat, right? You get hurt, it turns into pleasure. You take a loss, it turns into a lesson. You lose money, well, now I learned how not to lose money. Everything is because it's all about mindset and how you see things, right? There's no such thing as loss. There's no such thing as losing if you don't accept the loss. Any loss is a win. Any loss is a lesson. Any pain is pleasure. Everything is how you see it. So once that mind, your mind switches over and says, look, man, I'm not going to fail. No matter what, I'm not failing, right? Now you're on the path, and now even the losses turn into lessons, right? So this is those four steps that I'm saying that you guys need to do to be able to, you see the wealth. So like we talked last strategy Sunday about gold, right? We talked about how during high inflation times like we're in right now, right? There's a lot of the gold action. Gold is a good hedge against inflation, right? So like I said, it's one of the biggest, I'm really putting a lot of money in gold. I'm really bullish on gold going into 2022. And I believe that gold stocks like Barrick Gold Corporation. So let's move on. So like I said, I'm very, very bullish on gold. I think that gold is going to be a good investment. I believe that there's going to be a high, high inflation rate coming in to 2022. And I think that it's a great, great, a great hedge against, like we said, inflation and what's happening with the economy. So gold's not going to go up 300-400%. It's not going to be one of these things where you make all this money, right? It's not going to be one of these things where Prankmaster, who is that? I can't see this stuff. The number things going up too fast. I just gotta ignore it. If I see it again, I'll go ahead and delete it. But back to what I was saying is that gold, like I said, there's gold right now is about $2,000. I think that it's gonna be near about $3,000 by the end of the year. I think it could possibly go. That's a 50% gain. Like I said, gold's not gonna be like crypto. It's not gonna go up 10, 15 times. It's not gonna make us a lot of money. But what it does is it provides a hedge against inflation. Now, we live in a time right now, and I'm telling you guys straight up, the best way I know how, is that gold, the thing about the economy right now is that it's, to have your money in a bank is dangerous. But now I know this is one of the first times in my life where this is actually true. But before we continue, I need you guys to do something for me. I need you guys to share this live with 10 of your friends so that they can understand how gold works. They can understand how there's a lot of other things. I'm going to drop 3 cryptos. I'm going to drop 2 stocks. So in this inflationary time, think about this. This is true, too. This is true. I'm better off blowing all of my money on Rolexes than keeping my money in the bank. And that's the first time in my life I can say this, right? So this is the first time in my life I can say this, is that...
Is this, man? It's like people in there like, block, trying to scam people in the live, man. That's crazy.
So back to what I was saying is that money in the bank has less value. Because of inflation, you're losing. Like, let's say, for example, my paycheck gets deposited today and I leave it in there a year. So in a year's time, I can only buy 15% less items than I could have bought today because of inflation. So I would have been better off just blowing all the money as soon as it hit the account. Now, the thing about people is that they figure this out quickly, right? Humans aren't stupid, so they just start spending money. Right? That's why you can't find Rolexes. That's why used cars are going up in value. That's why all these crazy things that happen in the economy, because you're better off blowing all your money. You're better off blowing all your money than to actually leave it in the bank, because the money in the bank loses, the money in the bank loses value faster than you could, than anything else you could possibly do. Right? So it's not been a time in my life where it's been not been more imperative to invest your money in something, no matter what it is. You'd be, like I said, in this time, you'd be better off investing in Legos. You'd be better off spending all your money on Lego sets because they're going up 10% a year. You'd be better off buying up because that's the way, the time we live in. You have to have a fluid mind to be able to see that that's happened, right? So that's the reason why gold is a good investment, because gold normally, in most cases, holds its value. So it's better off to put your money, and it's not gonna go down in value. Gold's not going to zero. You see what I'm saying? You put money in a crypto, it may go to zero. I put money in Bitcoin, maybe it gets banned. But if I put money in gold, gold is never going to zero. So it's a safe, positive investment. It's going to be a hedge against any kind of inflation, right? So that's why gold is so important. Now I want to talk a little bit about Bitcoin and crypto markets, because I still think Bitcoin, like I always said, it's going to go to 100,000 by end of the year, early next year. That's what I always said. But it looks kind of bad right now, to be honest, because, I mean, it looks like right now I think Bitcoin's at, let's see where it's at. Bitcoin right now is at 46,000, about 47,000, right? It's down 7% for 7 days. So like I said, if Bitcoin doesn't recapture the 54,000 mark in the next 2 weeks, it's probably going to go all the way down to like 30,000, to be honest. And I don't know how long that's going to last. I don't know if we're in it, because technically we're 18 months into the cycle, and every cycle has lasted about 18 months. So we could be at the end of the cycle, and we're going to have a two-year holding period to 2024. I don't know. The next 2 weeks are going to tell us where Bitcoin's going, right? So I don't know. We'll have to see. But one of the plays that is under the radar in crypto, I still say it, and I've said it to you guys before, is XRP, right? XRP is severely undervalued. What we like to do in the CNC and the mentorship is I try to teach you guys how to find undervalued stocks and undervalued options. Now, XRP is severely undervalued. And the reason why is because it was taken off the exchanges because of the SEC investigation. So now, when this investigation is over, XRP will reclaim the price where it's supposed to be. Right now, XRP probably should be around $20 for let's say 85 cents. It's probably like 15 to 20 times undervalued because of what's happening with the SEC and the inability to buy it because it's now on exchanges. XRP is going to be a game changer. It's going to make a lot of people a lot of money. Now, I don't really believe too much in the company. I don't even like the company structure, but I have to see what's there and understand what's right in front of me, right? So I have bought some XRP because I didn't like it at first. It took me a year to like actually conceptualize and accept it. But I mean, I can't just turn down free money. You see what I'm saying? It took me a long time to like get this into my head, but I had to just go ahead and start buying XRP. Because I'd be stupid not to at this point, right? So I want to talk about a few things. We're going to talk about international diversification. Then we're going to talk about some metaverse cryptos. Then we're going to talk about two stocks that I think could go up, could at least double here in the next 3 months. Two stocks that I think could double in the next 2 months. Yeah, so you guys want this in Linktree now. So back to what I was saying is I want to talk about a few things, right? So when I was in Dubai, one of the things that, you know, I've never actually been out. Now, for some of you guys that don't know, I had a trip to Dubai, a business trip, a couple of weeks ago, right? So somebody said a question. He said, we said Melly would double by now and I'm down 40%. Is that a correlation with Bitcoin? Right. So, I mean, you got to hold it, man, because Bitcoin, I mean, it's a correlation with Bitcoin. That's what I'm saying. It's like some of these other stocks I'm going to tell you, too, is out of a slight correlation with Bitcoin. So you got to understand is that that's the risk that we take in these types of stocks, right? But back to what I was saying, is that when I was in Dubai, it made me realize a bunch of stuff that, you know, I didn't know, right? Is that when I was in Dubai, somebody said they wish they'd known in months about Dubai. I was telling y'all about it 6 months before. Like nobody was listening, I guess. But back to what I was saying, is when I was in Dubai, I realized that it's, you know, I guess it's I should have known that, but I realized how big the world actually is. You know, that's the farthest I've ever been away from home. Now, I've been to Europe a few times, but it's still kind of like in the Western world. Like, I've never been
The farthest I've ever been before that was probably like Italy from home, right? So Dubai took me a little bit past that, you know, into the Middle East. And I started realizing, man, there's a lot of money out here. And this is a very, this is an emerging economy, right? And how can I benefit? I'm a businessman. So every time I look at something, I'm going to figure out how can I make money on this? Because obviously it's going to start blowing up, right? So I started doing some research, right? Now on emerging markets. Now I always knew that emerging markets do make a lot of money. It's one of the highest returning investments there is what's called emerging market investment. It's international investments. And that means you invest in like states or countries or regions that are just now starting to do well, right? And in 2000, if you go back to the 2000s, like the whole, you know, decade of the 2000s, the international investment did three times the return as U.S. investments. Like China and a lot of these other countries that were emerging. China, people were making like 30% a year on Chinese investments in the early 2000s because that's what's called an emerging market. That's an emerging market. It's a little bit more risky, but you make a lot more money, right? So now I'm looking at like the Middle East region as maybe being an emerging market, right? So I'm looking at it and I'm like, where can it, you know, what's a good one? So I hope I'm saying it right. Qatar is about to host the 2020 FIFA World Cup, right? And I'm trying to figure out, like, whenever a country hosts that World Cup, what happens is a lot of people come to the area, and then there's an immediate like boost in real estate and the real estate and the land market in that area. It almost happens. It's almost a direct correlation with the World Cup or the Olympics and a boost in the real estate market at that event, right? Because so many people come to this region. Some people decide to stay. Some people move there. Some people fall in love with it. Qatar. I hope that's it. So back to what I was saying. Is that Qatar is going to host the 2020 FIFA World Cup, right? So, Qatar just opened up the real estate investment trust market in that region, right? There's real estate investors, REITs, right? So, I'm not going to say I'm going to do it yet, but I'm very, very interested in it. And I think I'm going to invest a significant amount of money in some real estate investment trust in the Middle East. To diversify my portfolio against any, and if something happens in the U.S., I want to make sure that I'm still making money. And that's the, like we said, that's the chestnut checkers mentality, is being able to see all these opportunities, not only right in front of you, but all around the world, and make sure that you continue to make money regardless of what happens with your local or, you know, country economy, right? So we want to make sure we make money no matter what, and make sure we have, you know, we provide money for our children, make sure that we continue to build wealth in the future. So we have to constantly keep your eyes open for new opportunities, because we don't know if the things that we're doing today are going to continue, right? Crypto may be over. The United States may fall, but you always got to be thinking 5, 6, 7 moves ahead to be able to continue to make money and continue to provide that wealth to your kids, grandkids, whatever the case may be, because that's the people who we're responsible for, right? Is those kids, you know, the kids, grandkids, and our generations that come after us, right? So I want to talk about two cryptos, metaverse cryptos, that I think could double this year. Even if Bitcoin doesn't recover, I still think these cryptos could still possibly double. If Bitcoin itself doesn't recover, I still think these cryptos could double, right? And it's two cryptos, I've talked about them before, that have to do with the metaverse, right? So the two cryptos I'm talking about, like, I'm just going to say them because we already know, because we've talked about them before. So the two that are out there, let me see. Did I just close that? Give me a second. So the two that are out there is Mana, and that's Decentraland, which is one of the biggest high value projects that are out there right now. And that one's called Mana right now. It's at 331. And I strongly believe it can go to $5, $6 here pretty quickly. Like I said, I think it could even possibly double or triple in the next year, even if crypto doesn't take off like we think. Even if Bitcoin kind of like goes into a bear market, because I think that the metaverse like is actually like almost a standalone thing, right? So the metaverse stocks and crypto may not even follow the market cycle of the overall crypto market, because I think it may have its own cycle. I don't know yet, but we're waiting to see what could happen, but it could possibly have its own cycle. Now, if that's true, Mana could still double or triple before the end of the year. Sand, which is another one, could also double or triple for the end of the year.
And both of these, Mana is decentralized currency, Sand is sandbox currency. They're two separate metaverse platforms that both do well, both have a lot of users, both have a lot of potential. And they both do things in a slightly different way, but it could be a great opportunity for people who want to get into crypto, but kind of like weirded out about what's happening with Bitcoin, Ethereum, and all the other cryptos, and say, look, man, I may want to, you know, get into this stuff, but I, you know, in a better way. So I think Sand and Mana could be two cryptos that may not fall with the overall crypto market, and also could still double or triple even if Bitcoin and Ethereum and all the other stuff crashed this year, right? I still think it can do well, right? So there's two stocks I want to talk about, right? Two more big stocks, right? Two stocks that could double in the next 3 months, right? And it's one could go up like three or four times in the next year, right? But these are both crypto-related stocks. But because of what they're doing and the way that they work, they may not even be that coupled to the crypto market, which is a good thing, right? So we still make money with crypto without actually having to worry about it crashing if Bitcoin goes down, right? So there's two stocks out there. So before we tell you about the first stock, I want to tell you a little bit about what's happening in Bitcoin. Now, when we mine Bitcoin, we mine most cryptos, right? It takes an extreme amount of electricity to mine Bitcoin, right? It takes an extreme amount of electricity, right? So that means a lot of times if you generate, let's say for example, you generate one Bitcoin for $50,000, it may take you $40,000 worth of electricity to do it. So it's becoming a big, big problem with environmentalists about how much, like they say, the entire Bitcoin network uses more electricity than a small country. And it's kind of crazy, right? But that's one of the biggest problems, right? And recently, what's that country that started Bitcoin as Guatemala, that had Bitcoin as its national currency? Man, I just slipped my mind, man. What country was that? Whatever country it was. Somebody remind me what country that was. What country was it that made Bitcoin its national currency? El Salvador. God, it just slipped my mind, man. So El Salvador makes crypto its national currency, but then they also figure out how to mine Bitcoin from an active volcano, right? So there's a big push now to figure out better, stronger, more environmentally friendly ways to mine Bitcoin, right? So this company I'm talking about has figured out a way to mine Bitcoin from what's called coal refuse, right? So they've taken whenever you burn coal or whatever, they've taken over the leftover coal and they figured out a way to produce Bitcoin from that, right? So this is a game changer, right? Because it's actually a way that you can create Bitcoin using a lot less electricity and also a lot less money, right? So this is one of the first companies ever to do this and it's based in the state of Pennsylvania, right? So like we said, is that during this year, did this in January, right? They've acquired 9,000 Bitcoin miners, and they're going to be delivered here in the next 2 weeks. So as soon as these Bitcoin miners are delivered to this company, they're going to be able to almost double their mining capacity, which means they'll be able to generate more Bitcoin, generate more profit, causing the stock to go up, right? So the good news here is that we always try to find undervalued stocks, right? So we find stocks that are unfairly undervalued by the market based on different things, based on different criteria, and then we're able to find those stocks, buy them low and sell them high, which is the hallmark of investing, right? So in this particular stock, right now, it actually started trading October 20th, right? IPO. So we got past the first 90 days. So people start selling, you know, October, November, December. So people start selling. So the sell-off's almost over. So now it fell 61%. So that means that the stock is actually undervalued. If you look at the RSI, it's completely oversold. So this is a great, great opportunity to buy this particular mining stock that's different than any other mining stock that's out there because it's figured out a way to use it in environmentally beneficial Bitcoin mining facility. So it's figured out a way to create Bitcoin in a green way, in an environmentally safe way, right? So, and they're gonna receive these Bitcoin miners, they're gonna double their mining capacity, they're gonna make a lot more money, and they're gonna receive even more Bitcoin minings over the next 2 months. Now, and it's artificially undervalued. So this stock, right, this particular stock is, what's going on here? So this particular stock, like I said, trades right now at 1284, 1285, right? I can see it being at 25 in 2 to 3 months. I can see it being at near 100 in over a year, right? Now, the stock, like we said, is a digital mining company. I can see it doubling, tripling, even quadrupling here in the next 6 months. But I'm going to say doubling in the next 3 months just to make sure that, you know, I don't overshoot. The stock name is Stronghold Digital Mining. The symbol is SDIG. SDIG is the stock symbol, right? Right now it's trading at 1285. I think it could go to 25 in the next 2 to 3 months. I think it could quadruple here in the next year, right? So like I said, that's the great one. So it's another one out there, right? And this one's a little bit more expensive. That one was $12.85. A lot of people always ask me for cheaper stocks. So that, I picked the cheaper one this week. There's another one that's trading at about $150, $148 to be exact, right? So I think it can go to $200, $250 in the next 3 months. But this one is a very, very interesting stock, right? And I want to talk about something in business first before we move ahead. And then we're going to talk about why this stock is so important. Now, there's something in business called the first mover advantage, right? And what that means is that if it's a new market or an emerging market or a new industry, and you're the first one to fill that gap, you have a huge advantage on everybody else. Sometimes just being the first mover in an open market is enough to make you successful. That's it. Right? Because by the time, once you get in there, you establish your brand, you establish your customers, you establish your base. By the time anybody comes in, it's too late. You see what I'm saying? By the time they see it, the opportunity move in, it's too late. So being the first mover in an emerging market, in a new industry, in a new service, in a new product is almost always a huge advantage in business, right? That's why I always tell people, if you got a new idea, you can't sit around waiting, I'll do it tomorrow. You got to move now. Because just being the first ones to market creates an incredible advantage that sometimes it's so hard to overcome that a company can't even overcome it. I don't care what it is, right? So back to what I was saying is this particular company is called Silvergate Capital, right? And this one, like I said, is providing financial services for the digital currency industry right now. The thing I like about this company is that it has a 21-year history of profitability, right? It's made money every year for the last 21 years. So, like I said, in this one right now, it's trading at about 148. I think it'd go to 200 in the next 2 to 3 months. I think it could be at 300 before the end of the year, right? So, like I said, it has the first mover advantage because it's the first bank or company of its kind to provide certain crypto-related services and products, right? So like I said, those are the two stocks, SDIG and SI, Silvergate Capital. Symbol is SI. S as in Sandy, I as in Internet. I hope you guys have a great night. I appreciate you joining Strategy Sunday.
Thank you for joining today's podcast. I really appreciate your support. If you want more wealth building information, education, and tips in stock market, crypto, and other assets such as real estate, follow me on Instagram. And also on YouTube, it's the same name, Tall Guy Tycoon. That's TallGuyTycoon. The link is also in the description. Also, you can support this podcast by donations. That link is also in the description. I hope each and every one of you has a great week. And again, thanks for listening.